right. Nothing wrong with having fun on your porch or maybe on the, you know, in the backyard, whatever it might be. Especially on the weekend, you have a couple of beers, some wine, some liquor, some wine coolers, whatever you want. I'm not judging. But I am kind of getting upset if you're my neighbor and it's 11:45 and you've been talking on your front porch loudly for about an hour and a half, and then you get so drunk that you bust out into Highway 8 to the danger zone.
Yeah. He doesn't just jam out to this.
I love this song. And great movie. Don't sleep on this movie. If you live the web, girl, I have to ask because I assume you have it. Have you seen Top Gun?
Yeah, but I turned it off when Goose died.
Okay, spoiler alert!
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. God, Liv, you mess it up.
They had 30 years to see it.
Jeez.
It's fine, right?
What's next? You're going to tell us how Titanic ends? Yeah, so they just started singing that with not even really music. They turned it up, but it was just them.
Them playing that didn't make you want to go out there and crack a beer with them?
Well, if it was a Friday night, yeah, we're like, hey, what's up? I'm your neighbor, Joe. Nice to meet you. These are my dogs, Benny and Patty. But I had to work the next day. It's a Thursday night, not a weekend. Live the web, girl. What are we getting on our Joe and Alex Show Twitter and our Joe and Alex Show Instagram?
Angela said it's called the non-emergency line for a reason. It won't get the prompt 911 response, but an officer will come out and, if necessary, say something.
All right.
But can you truly stay anonymous with that? I know you came with Crime Stoppers, but nobody was murdered yet. So
what is that line? I don't even know what it is.
What?
I think it's 311. Pretty sure it's 311. Yeah, it just came out last week. There's things for 911 emergency, and I believe it's 311. I'll double check that, but I'm pretty sure the non-emergency is 311.
If you can stay anonymous and they tell them, hey, one of your neighbors has complained, you know, but we don't know who, then I'd say that's a really good way to do it if it happens again. But if they're going to say who it is, then I wouldn't.
I just don't know. Like, I haven't really been able to size up my neighbor. I don't know if I could take them. Like, if I had to get in a fight to defend our honor, like, I don't know. Like, would I kick their butt or would they knock me out? Kaylee, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do I need to do in this situation?
Honestly, Joe, I don't want to be rude, but I think you need to get over it. to be quite honest, not everybody works a Monday through Friday, so that might be their weekend, you know? Like, they may have Wednesdays and Thursdays off, so that's their time to hang out. And, you know, if you guys are having a bonfire on a Saturday, they can't complain because that's the weekend and there's no noise ordinances or anything. So it's just kind of give and take, you know.
I get what you're saying, but I mean, like, I don't know. Doesn't majority rule? Like, I think majority of people work Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, right?
I don't know about in Broad Ripple, honey.
Uh-oh. Are you my neighbor?
See, I knew it.
Wait, are you my neighbor? You are my neighbor, aren't you?
No, but I do live in Broad Ripple.
See, am I right about this, that depending on what area of town you live in, you really can and can't complain about certain things? Yeah, exactly.
Well,
no, for sure.
All right, well, now I know how it goes. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Jessica. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
So I personally think that you should compromise a little bit, maybe shut your window, because you did choose to live in Broad Ripple, which is kind of like a college hangout.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
But these are not college kids.
I love being right.
I do not live right next door to Live the Web Girl and whatever stuff they're doing.
Cockroach parties.
Yeah, no kidding. It's a cockroach social.
Eric just hit me up on Messenger. Eric, who is the bartender at
Eric,
Red Room.
From the Red Room,
and you know what shift he works. He said, Joe, I had a neighbor call the fire department on us every single time living in B-Rip. We had friends over, loud noises, bonfire party, and they called the fire department on us every damn time. So we got the hint after like the fourth or fifth time.
Well, wait. They were calling the fire department?
That's what he said, yeah.
Was there a bunch of smoke coming from your place? What's going on over there, Eric, at the Red Room?
Is it the green room or the red room?
Yeah, tell me about that one. All right, let's see. We got anybody else right here? Let's talk to Emily real quick. Emily, are you on my side?
I am.
All right, let me hear why you think that maybe I should have them be quiet. It's kind of rude. It was a Thursday night, 11:45 p.m. They're still out there making noise on their front porch, and I can hear them singing Highway to the Danger Zone.
So I do work Monday through Friday, and so I would be very angry if it's 11:45 and I have to get up really early in the morning to get ready to go to work and these people are keeping me up at night.
Yeah.
Now, what do I do, though? Like, and I'm wondering to hear from other guys, too, because I assume, like, if your guy comes to your house, like, my wife wants me to go over there, I'm going to get my face punched in.
I would totally make my husband go.
Of course. Ladies, you got it so easy.
Like, well, what about not? Why do any of them have to go? Why can't you write, like, an anonymous note or something?
Anonymous?
Yeah,
Alex,
do you
really think they're going to be like, who sent us this note?
Well, there's other people that live on your street, correct?
It's probably going to be misspelled and everything.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah, that's true.
I will type it up and print it out. I have spell check.
You should do that, yeah.
Live the web girl.
It'll be like the letter from Jersey Shore. Remember that they left?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That they left for Sammy Sweetheart.
I do not remember that, but I appreciate your input on that, Liv. That was helpful.
If you can be anonymous through either contacting the police if they do it again, but they'd have to do it again for that, or you could leave an anonymous note and say, please, between the hours of blah, 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 keep it quiet because I'm 80.
One more thing. Live the web girl. We'll wrap this bad boy up.
I just think that you need to get over it. You're living in Broad Ripple. Even though there are people that aren't in college, Broad Ripple is a type of area where it's very lively, and that includes Thursday night.
But I'm not right in that area. Like, I'm in Broad Ripple, but I'm not in the heart of it. I'm, like, just outside of it.
Like in the lung, right?
Yeah, like, I'm claiming that I'm Broad Ripple, but I'm kind of on the edge of Broad Ripple.
Mm-hmm.
All right, @JoeAndAlexShow on Twitter and Instagram. If you got anything, or Facebook, it's Radio Now 100.9.